still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Don't forget, we're going to give that car away again. Another shot at that in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. So get your little dialing fingers ready as we try to give you a bitchin' Camaro to celebrate our 40th anniversary. That's pretty great. It's kind of like we're the man in the relationship. We give you guys the great gift for our anniversary, and you haven't really even tried that much. You haven't been much of an earner the entire 40 years.
Do we get to bang them?
I mean, hopefully. It is our anniversary, so we get to put it in Phoenix's butt, at least on our anniversary, right? Nobody knows the exact date, but look out, Phoenix. Because it's 40 long years, and I think we got one good one left.
We're going to be all up in
you. That's right.
You.
I don't know when your birthday is, Phoenix, but you get it in your butt then and in our anniversaries.
I can't wait for our 41st anniversary now.
That's not a big one, though.
We can combo it up Friday and have it have 40th anniversary. KUPD puts it in Phoenix's butt, Night of the Singing Dead. Because, you know, birthdays and anniversaries. That's when it happens. Some guys have it relegated down to just mouth stuff on birthdays and anniversaries, and then eventually just they flick at it with their fingers.
Happy birthday, honey.
Flick, flick, flick.
I have no drive. None. Here, flick, flick. Not what, for you.
What's with the tongs? Salad tongs.
I don't want to touch it. It makes me sick.
She's yeah. going up and down with the yeah. tongs.
Ugh, yuck. Once, maybe two times a month, tops. Yuck.
Can you at least lube up the tongs?
Can I have sex with other people now?
My God, I'll take everything you own.
Okay, this is fair. This is a fair deal. Everything is happening that is fair. It's all fair.
Yeah, it's pathetic. I had a friend of mine tell me that the other day.
I don't even have sex anymore. And birthdays and anniversaries.
I'm like, sex is now relegated to birthdays and anniversaries? And
yeah, maybe four times last year.
Like, oh, my God.
That's rough because the week of, the guy's just looking forward to it, and she's probably dreading it because she
yeah,
knows.
It's yeah, and he knows she
dreads
it.
She's crotchety yeah, all that
it's
week.
It's just miserable. Right.
He's and been man, counting down
you know
days.
What? It's true love that the guy is just in the house still. Yeah, he's still yeah. there. He's that's you, man. And it's not recognized as love. Because he looks at every waitress's ass as they walk away going, man.
Oh, really? That's what we're about now?
You realize how much I must love you? Birthdays and anniversaries, lady? You got to step it up, ladies. Birthdays and anniversaries. And Cordell and Cordell should do commercials about that. Hi. Are you just getting late on your birthday and anniversary? Don't leave the house, but leave mentally. I'm Cordell and Cordell. I think that's his name. Cordell and Cordell. We have a very upset listener. This is a piece of paper. He wrote a very upset listener letter on.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday, we talked about Randy. He dropped off a piece of art for us.
Yeah. He's a good man, that Randy.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
He's mad.
But he showed up. We didn't know he was coming. He didn't warn us or say, hey, what's a good time? And I walked by to get a water. And some guys down in the lobby, as you walk over our little catwalk that goes over, goes, hey, Holmberg! Holmberg, I've got something for you! I'm sketchy. I'm a little twitchy yeah. when it comes to that stuff. I'm like, okay. And I kept walking. And then Rich was in the kitchen when I did it. And I'm like, hey, Rich, get down there and take a look at that guy. I'm like, I don't want to go down there. I don't know. That he could kill us. Like, he's got some sort of package.
I walked across the catwalk, saw the size of the package. I was like, I'm
no
not
way.
Going down
It'd
there.
It'd be a bomb. Besides that, we're kind of busy. We're working. It was between 6 and 10.
Yeah.
He shows up. So about 8:45, I turn to Jeremy and I say, hey, guy's been sitting down there for a long time. Go down there and see what it's about. We don't have time. I don't want him to think we're ignoring him.
We didn't know he's still down there.
Well, assumed because somebody said he's still down there. So I was like, I just don't want the guy to think that we're just ducking him. We're working. Jeremy goes down there, takes the artwork from him, brings it up to us. We thank him on the air. It was a very lovely gesture.
Yeah, it was 9:45, but before that, at 9, I called down to our front desk gal and said, hey, you might want to let him know that we're doing the show. We're not going to get down
there
and see him
it, right?
until like 10:30. I don't want him to wait for an hour and a half.
Here comes.
That's exactly what I said to her.
Dear Mr. Holmberg, I'm very upset that I didn't get to give you my artwork personally. That was my whole point, underlined. Pawn me off to some intern, eh? Why would I want a picture with that dude? underlined twice, that dude. And that he makes a good point.
Yeah, like, if Jeremy comes down, yeah.
You're disappointed no matter what. His wife's still mad. Like, even at his wedding, his wife was like, oh, him? Like when, yeah. And she even said that at the end of their wedding. Why do we want a picture with him? You just married him. It doesn't mean I want photos hanging all over. I spent a lot of time and effort on that. I feel I was treated like... I wanted to see the look on your face. Signed, an unhappy fan, Randy. And then, pen made emoji. He made a sad face on the letter.
Oh, no.
So it's even translated over.
Oh, those are large words.
Yeah, dude. Oh no, they were written with anger.
Yeah.
But there's a little rule we have here. Is that when we're doing this...
Not just here.
All the time. Well, that's true. It should be everywhere.
Yeah.
When someone's at work... You can't, like if your doctor's working.
Can't just go camp out.
And you want to give him a present, and he doesn't know you're coming, and he's doing like an 8-hour surgery or something.
Where were you?
Yeah, well, I got you something. You didn't even come out of the
job you were doing. Not that we're performing surgery, although some say it's more important. As they say, laughter is the best medicine. So it technically is kind of surgery every day. We're healers. So, yeah, sorry, Randy, but you can't go yelling at me when you popped in and I wasn't home.
It's the Popeye.
It is. You popped by. There's no reason for a Popeye. You know how much technology I've got to tell you not to come over? I've got emails. We've got the text line. There's a whole bunch of ways you could say, can I come drop something off? And we'll come up with an excuse to say no. Do you realize how easy that you can't just show up?
We wouldn't have said
you're taking your chance.
We would have said, drop it off at the front. We'll send Jeremy down.
And that's how that would have gone.
Now, Eric said something off the air. He said, what did Jeremy do? Assuming Jeremy went down and was a jerk, and there's a possibility of that.
Good possibility.
And then Eric also said, doesn't Jeremy understand that you're not a jerk to the listener's face? You do it behind their back like we've been doing for years after he leaves? Yes.
Well,
yes, exactly. And I don't see that Jeremy was rude to him.
Remember 15 years ago we had to have that talk with John Gordon, because remember John Gordon would be really mean to people on the phones.
Hey, man, can I make a request?
We don't take requests, man. Dumb.
Well, you don't have to tell me, dumb.
That's stupid.
Why don't you go away?
Why don't you do something else with your time?
That's how it works with everybody.
That's the way it was.
Yeah.
Bye.
John, why someone?
This guy. Calls the station and asks me to do something for him.
Calls every day.
What have you ever done for me, listener?
Every workplace, you wait till they leave the room.
Yes, always. Oh, Jesus Christ. Who was that? I don't know. Some dipsh made us a picture. I bet it sucks. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'll just go with that. That's what we do. We wait for you to leave, but we're very nice face-to-face. If we have the time to get down there. Plus, in this day and age, I don't know that you're not some ricin-toting weirdo.
Yeah.
Poppins are not a thing anymore, Randy. Now, you could have contacted me and emailed me and said, can I come down? I've done some artwork for you. And I'd say, well, we work until about 10:30, and then sometimes we're not, you know, it's very hard for us to pop down there and just spend a bunch of time. Not because we're busy, because we don't like it. It's very hard, like personally, for us, any of us, to wander down there and just have, because most of the time what you've brought us is disappointing or scary. Like food and stuff. Like, eesh. Remember that one lady I thought was another lady?
Yeah.
So I had this one lady that wouldn't stop bothering me. And then another lady came by to say, to drop off a bunch of delicious pies.
Yeah. The pie hole, right?
Was it the pie hole? I think it was the pie hole. Something like that. Man, those were good pies.
Now, to be fair to Randy, you've gone down there and had some long discussions.
You're taking your chances.
Yeah.
It doesn't work every time.
Out of 10 times that Cheryl lady comes by.
Right. You want to argue about religion.
Well, she catches me a lot. So I'll walk by and she's just there. And I'm like, hey, Cheryl, what's going on? And then
sometimes
I do.
Into it.
If I feel the need.
The time, too.
Yeah, she knows what time to come
o'clock.
By. 10:30. And sometimes I'm like, I got a lot going on, Cheryl. Can't do it. But if I have a few minutes to bark at Cheryl, I just want to hear what kind of nonsense she brings to the party. Now, in fairness to Cheryl, I ducked and dodged her for about a year, not knowing her. And then once I had a chat with her, I'm like, oh, it's just Cheryl. She's very nice. I like her. But for the most part, she comes by with some wild religious claim her pastor just told her. And then I shoot that into the water. And then she goes, ooh, and gives me cookies and leaves and go gets more information from somebody else.
shows up with notes and stuff. Their pastor says, yell at him with this. And then she says it. And I'm like, yeah, but what if? And she's like, ah,
how does she just bring the pastor with?
That's what I said. Yeah, I mean, maybe we should just kill the middleman here. And just, where's your pastor? Because he seems to be the one that's coming up with all these ideas. And then she goes, ooh, you're frustrating. And I'm like, I'm not the one who showed up at somebody else's work.
And then mad that you can't convince me.
I didn't go to your work and argue with you. But if you want to come down here, I'll do it. She's funny. I enjoy her company. Sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, not in the mood for it. But she's a good cook. She's made us those little cookies all the time. So at first we didn't eat them because we were afraid. So we let other people eat them, like Jeremy. And then it would go away. But she's never written an angry letter.
No.
She's always been super
sweet. Nice
cards.
Nice cards.
Always, yeah. She gives us birthday and Christmas.
Well, obviously Randy took a lot of time with that thing. So.
Oh, completely.
Totally.
I get it.
And my question is, where do you get that much styrofoam these days?
It's a lot of styrofoam. I don't know. I got a whole bunch of it in there where we sell the coffee.
It's true.
And it'd be frustrating trying to cut styrofoam like that.
Yeah, all day.
Yeah, because it crumbles, right?
But again, this is something you did. You volunteered yourself for this project. You made yourself the artwork and we didn't know about it. Yeah. So we can't be jerks if you bring us something and we don't even know you're doing it. And then when we don't react the way you want. Like, maybe you didn't want to see my face. What if I thought it stunk? Then you'd be like, oh, he hates it. No, right. Now I'm in that position of a gift win. I didn't expect.
Can't win.
I mean, and you unveil it, and I'm like, and it's not up to your standards of reaction. You're going to be mad at that. I can't win here.
And now you're angry and in our place of work.
That's Brady's the go-to.
Yeah, Brady's the one that should go down and chat with him.
You love people.
Love people.
Brady followed that.
You're good at pretending.
That zoo girl around yesterday, all the way down to KDKB, just to tell her about a zoo in Scotland. Ian texted me. Brady's boring the pants off this hot girl in my office with something about Scotland. Like, I don't know what's going on. She's a very pretty lady. What's he doing in my studio?
Really?
I don't. Yeah.
Ian was. No, was I got so text upset. From him. He I was did, upset.
I got text from Ian.
He was.
Was he really?
Oh, I could tell because he was wanting to. Talked to her and I
you ruined
at the
it.
World Wildlife Zoo.
Yeah.
And I told her because I went out there a couple of times.
So you're laying the groundwork for some backstage passes, which
Once he found out who she was, because she was standing right outside her office, and I've got a boy crush on her. I think her name's Christy. She's on the news all the time.
And she's attractive?
Beautiful.
Oh, man.
She's stunning. And she literally is just like stunning woman. She's one of those people you look at and you go, that's not fair. You're doing better than everyone in here. You're making all the women mad. You realize that. And she stood outside, and I was in the office, and I'm like, oh! And I'm an idiot. I'm like, that's that news lady with the monkeys. And I ran out the door, and I'm like, hey, I just did a little fanboy moment there. I see you on that terrible morning show I watch on Saturday and Sunday that I think I'm kind of a consultant for, not collecting any money. Because when I say that Jamie and what's her name, Kylie, should change some things, it changes. Oh, that poor Kim Quintero this weekend. I just imagine that she went home and cried all day long because her job Sunday morning was to go out to this farm, Tolachoff or something like that, out in the West Valley, and no one was there. And she's like, yeah, we're out here at the farm. She goes, now we're going to do a train ride. Well, the train ride is just a dude on an ATV, and they took industrial buckets and cut seats. So she's doing the weather, bouncing around this thing, getting drug around this cornfield. That's not even like the maze or anything. It's just outside. And she goes, it's going to be about 85 degrees later today. It's going to be 80 tomorrow. We're looking at a high of 90, 91 by the Monday morning. We're out at the farm. And I'm like, oh, she couldn't have imagined in high school that this is what it was going to be. And then they go back to this little round table with Jamie Sura. So I told the lady from Wildlife Zoo, and I'm like, I watch you on the weekends in the creepiest fashion. Usually I'm not wearing pants. I'm in bed and you're on my television because it's early in the morning and you got a monkey or something. And you always tell the news ladies, this one's sensitive to human touch. Don't touch its face and stuff. She tells them right away. And that Jamie Serretta on Channel 3 is just awful about it. It's like, just don't touch it. That's all. It's the only rule. I'm bringing the monkey on because I know how to handle it. You don't know what you're doing. So don't touch it. Or a bird. Don't touch the bird's face, please. And Serretta immediately hands the bird out. Starts screaming, it's going to bite her. And I just told, I think.
Christy Morcom.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Nice job. Did you look it up or did you just remember that?
I just remembered.
Nice job. So I told Christy, and I'm like, you're patient. You're very patient. Oh, because he wrote it down for.
That's the name we need to know. That's our contact.
Yeah. Hot girl in the memory bank.
Yeah.
Hot girl contact. We're going to be backstage at the old WW Life Zoo.
Just try to hug her, Brady.
Did you hug her?
She gave me a
no.
Hug.
She, I,
oh, she did.
Did not.
You can ask.
You hugged her.
Yeah, I'm like, what do I do?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I went up and told her I've got a crush on her. And she shook my hand and was so sweet.
You can call her.
And then she texted. She said to me, she goes, I'm a little girl thing.
Wait, you told her you had a crush on her and you didn't get a hug?
No. I told her that. And then she told me later, she goes, I have to be honest.
Brady took a hug.
She said, I have to fangirl a little bit too. She goes, because I'm actually a big fan. I'm like, no, you're not. There's no way, you're way too normal looking. And she's laughing and stuff. And then Brady walked up and went, and squeezed the life out of her.
She hugged me.
She did.
She did not.
Somebody's lying.
You had your arms open.
No, though. I just said.
You went in for the embrace. Live. In Ian's studio.
Do we have video of this?
Yeah.
Are there cameras?
In the hallway.
Man, oh, man.
We need to check the tape.
Well, I was respectful. In a hashtag me too.
I was too.
I shook her hand. No. So she just generally physically attacked
you. She goes, oh, this is so exciting to hear, such small world, and goes for the hug.
Such small world.
You're a very huggable guy.
Because she's going to be hanging out with Jack Hanna in 2 weeks.
So it wasn't like right away, nice to meet you, like somewhere in the middle.
No, we talked for a couple of minutes.
Oh, so you name dropped some Jack Hanna stuff, huh? You like told her about
you dropped Hanna on.
Good friends.
Yeah.
Smart.
Because that was the last time I was there.
Dude. You went in.
He came out for the opening of the aquarium.
I did. When I left, I did hear her say, could you step back? Our hips are touching. Like when you were talking to her, you're a little close.
Yeah.
We're literally dick to dick right now. Could you please take one step back? Wow. Well done, Brady.
Did you pop a Woody, Brady? Did you get?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. She's a good friend.
I got a little squirrel.
See? I got a little.
And then I went downstairs, and she was down there again. And in Layla's office, she had a monkey in an incubator. It's like an igloo cooler with a temperature control.
One of those little tiny capuchin monkeys?
Oh, it was the size of the palm of your hand. I don't know what the hell it was.
Like a sugar glider, maybe?
No, I don't know. Its mother just shook it off. Like, I got 13 of these.
Did you get to play with it?
Oh, I didn't touch it because she asked me not to. I'm not Jamie Soretta from Channel 3. I'm not going to touch it. She says, don't touch it.
Give me that monkey.
Down there, and then
break its face.
And then she put it on her bra strap. And it hung on there. And she goes, it calms down when it's in here. And I'm like, I would do the exact same thing. And then we just stared quietly for a few seconds. There were no hugs. There was no touching. I said, I should probably go now. World Wildlife Zoo.
Should have hugged her with the monkey on her.
No, I couldn't. That monkey was adorable. I realized something. I got monkey fever. I got it bad. Because when that little guy was out, I'm like, I got to have like 8 of these things.
Somewhere. We talked about that, a couple months ago. Getting a monkey, helping a monkey at home.
Suddenly, you're not hanging out with a pretty lady, you've got a monkey on the brain. And he was he was adorable.
I wonder how they would get along with dogs.
Don't care. You're going to have to sell out the dog. I got the monkey fever.
Right on the back.
Oh, my God. I get little saddles. Ah! Monkey fever. And I told Larry, so that lady is beautiful. And I said, and I've seen her on TV. In fact, I told you about that a while ago. Because that was when I was trying to set Larry up with everybody on TV.
Yeah, you can't be hitting on every client.
Not me, Larry, just Larry. He has to. Every port in a storm, he's got to throw a rock at it.
I don't think sales would appreciate that.
And Larry came back and he said, I was introduced as the midday guy. I'm like, you are the midday guy. Also the program director. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes, why didn't you say anything?
I told you he'd be pissed if he was introduced as the midday guy and not
the other way around. I guess I only do one job.
Yeah, I guess that's all I do here.
Anyway, she was great. And not to make it all about like us fawning all over and Brady manhandling this woman, but she brought a monkey to the party. Forgot why I started to tell that story. I got a little
lost. Sounds like she liked Brady more than you, John.
I'm fine with that. Actually, probably not true. She trusted Brady, gave him a hug. With me, she knew.
Safe.
Yeah.
John's going in.
This old woman's safe. I'll hug her. That bald one.
He's not going to get between me and the monkey.
That one makes me uncomfortable. His eyes are rapey.
So I have Jack Hanna in my Rolodex if you want to come to the office and take a look at it.
Rolodex.
But I got a text from Ian because I was in there with Ian for a second. I went down. Ian's like, come down here and talk to me. I need to talk to you about something. I'm like, all right. So I started to walk down to Ian's thing, and they were in there, and I had just gotten done talking to him. Where we both said, I'm fanboy. And she goes, I'm fangirling a little. I'm like, yeah, we're both pretty aroused. Okay, we'll go our separate ways. And then so she went down to the thing, and I didn't know that. So I went down to Ian's thing. I'm like, okay, now it looks like I'm just following you around, Ian. I'll be back in a minute. And as I'm leaving, Brady's marching down with his marching towards her with that 70,000-ounce thermos that you carry around filled with whatever and just wandering in. Then I'm like, oh, this will be good. Like 7 or 8 minutes later, I got a text from Ian. Why's Brady in my studio? What's going on? He's boring the tar off this beautiful zoo lady.
You never just stop by Ian's studio, do you, Brady?
I do. every once in a while.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No kidding. For what?
Just talk to him.
Really?
Yeah, it might be something that happened that would that he'd want to know about. Or...
Oh, so this one time just happened to be the zoo lady.
Yeah,
in there.
Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't know. You know, as I was going around, I knew she was getting the tour. And by the when
so you
I
weren't following
the hallway,
her at all. You just...
No, I went around the other side by the kitchen, and I was figuring, oh, she's got to be. I hear the voices, and there she was.
So you had a plan.
Oh, I was looking for her.
14 minutes after he initially texted me, he goes, Brady's finally finished boring the zoo lady, so you can come back now. And I just text back, ha, ha, ha. And then it said, I just started to charm some money out of her. And he shows up in the door with some crap story about his dad, a man named Jack, in a zoo in Scotland. I'm like, yeah, that's Brady. Did you get free passes?
No.
Mm.
Nope.
Got a number?
You got a card or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's on. It is on. Good on you, man.
So wait a second, John. From this morning, what I'm learning is if I go down there, I can meet Jeremy, and I can grab a hug or steal one from Brady.
Yeah, all day long. If you catch him even outside. You
well,
can, but you gotta
what
have
do you look
offer.
Like?
Yeah. Yeah, are you a man?
That's true, that's true.
If you're a man.
Send a picture.
What's up, buddy?
If you're a man, no. And if you're a woman who has unreasonable
food?
Features,
oh,
no,
yeah.
Food doesn't do it. He'll still fist pound.
Well, I think food, you could be less attractive and have food and maybe get a hug. If it's really good.
Oh, yeah.
That food better be pretty spectacular. Brady's got this weird high hug bar. But yeah, so anyway, yeah, thanks to the zoo lady. Forgot why I started to tell that story, but I got the monkey fever.
Wow.
Big time.
Brady got a hug and digits. You got nothing.
Yeah, I didn't ask.
I didn't get to see the monkey, though.
Oh, well.
I did get to play with her monkey.
You're going to be going to the zoo alone. Sorry, yeah. Ronnie and Kirby. Yeah. I've got
to
go.
I got to test it out, see if it's worth our
Why
time.
Why don't you guys go over to the aquarium? I'll head over here.
Because you guys had the whole Hannah experience. This is probably a step below. I'll take a gander and see if it's worth it.
Hi, Christy. That's a nice hug.
Got a anyway, giant lollipop.
No, she was great. And yeah,
she a single lady or
she is, she brought up well with me, she brought up that she is no longer with her.
Oh.
In her situation.
She didn't bring that up to you, hombre.
Well, I told her my wife passed away a couple of months ago.
I told her that Brady's wife killed my wife and then Brady's wife was put in the electric chair. So everybody's available. Lots of availability here. And I love monkeys and zoos.
Man, maybe you guys should go together. We'll see what happens. See who wins.
We're going to go to jail. I don't care to go backstage at a zoo.
Yeah, that never was never, a
it's
thing
the, it's the
me.
Same as the front.
I don't. You mean I can get closer to the animal that could eat me?
Yeah, well, either that or it's just, then you just realize, oh, it's just a dirty hallway that you go and chuck food into holes. Yeah. I've never wanted to go backstage. I don't really like going to zoos in the first place. But I like when zoos come to me. I like the monkey being in my office. I like that part. That was neat.
Who brought us all the animals? Was that SeaWorld or something?
It was.
SeaWorld has brought us stuff. Yeah, they brought us a porcupine, which was an odd sea creature. I didn't realize that that roamed the Pacific. But, yeah, they had a porcupine. And that was a cool – that was the neatest thing ever when that came in.
That was just after that blackfish came out. I think they were doing the –
No, that well, they did that one after,
tour.
Too. There
they
was that.
They expanded their
Way back, they brought us a bunch of stuff for promotion, and then after Blackfish, they brought us a small killer whale that they put in the hallway. Also in an igloo cooler that was temperature controlled. I looked at that temp control incubator igloo cooler for the monkey, where the monkey lives. Oh, when she opened it up to show me the monkey, the little guy's hanging on to this teddy bear that he sleeps on, and he's looking over his shoulder. It just looks like a tiny little, remember Angel? It looks just like the old program director for the sports station. And, I mean, it's hanging on for dear life and looking over its shoulder. And she pulls it out. And she goes, you got to drop your teddy. I'm like, you two are the cutest things I've ever seen in my life. And that little monkey lets a teddy go and just grabs her hand. And I'm like, oh, do you realize that I've never been this hard for something so cute? I had monkey fever. And he made me, every bit of my body reacted. Not all of it. I was like, oh.
I got to have one
I'm confused. I'm like a confused teen. I don't know what's happening, but I've got to have that monkey.
Do you think you could have relations with her while the monkey's
All right, that's enough. We're not doing that. That's Brady.
Yeah.
Good Lord. What's the matter?
While the monkey's holding the teddy in the corner?
Lady. Stop talking about her now.
Shivering in the corner?
I feel like I'm going to Me Too you. That would be tough, though, if your significant other had monkeys in the house. Because they're so much like us, and you know they're thinking something. Like, ugh. Look at that hairless weirdo. Anyway, no, not what I was thinking. I was thinking of the monkey.
Well, the monkey's always around.
The monkey was pretty adorable. But man, when he held that teddy bear, and then he let the teddy bear go and grabbed her. It was like a puppy. It was like a little stuffed puppy.
You let your dogs watch you home,
no, I don't.
You?
They're not in the house.
They're not in the room. Oh, God. I thought you were weird like that.
They film it.
I mean, I've been in there, but no.
They've been in there?
I can't. I mean, they've been in the room, but they're not like.
No animals.
What's going on?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Brady can't anymore after the hair incident.
Yeah. And the nose to the butthole.
Yeah. Yeah. You've had multiple problems.
I moved a pillow once and there was a cat under it. And that threw me.
Have you eliminated all animals from the room whenever something's going down?
No, I can't say I have. I mean, there might have been
you're still
over there in the dog bed or whatever. Going at it.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah,
all are welcome.
Throwing pillows around. All are welcome. Getting a little crazy once and tossed a pillow down in El Gato Diablo de Guadalupe. It was under one of the pillows. Like, please, you have to stop. Am I next? What's happening out there? I'm like, oh, there's a cat. Get out of here. They don't care. They kind of scramble. It's the scent of cherry lubricant that makes my animals know.
I can't do it, man.
Cherry lubricant, it's great.
No, the animals.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah, it's not so. I can do it. It doesn't bother me. They're fine.
Because you'll look over and they'll just be sitting there staring at you.
And I always say, jealous.
The eyes will be glowing in the dark.
I usually have some dog cookies and I just throw one across the room. Yeah, just in case. No, they don't go wandering. You can't have that stuff in your house. Either way, I got the monkey fever. I don't know how you purchase a monkey. I don't know what to feed it or what to do with it or how to.
Well, you didn't ask her?
It's got to be a squirrel. No,
I didn't.
Squirrel
I didn't, monkey. I didn't. Somebody was taking up all of her time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
All I wanted to say is she's patient with Jamie Serretta. Jamie Serretta touches all the animals. Clearly, she says, don't touch this animal. And that Channel 3 lady touches the goddamn animal within like a second of her saying, just don't touch its face. Must touch face. Jamie, I just said don't touch the face. And she never gets mad at her. She always, no. Like it's a 2-year-old. I'm like, man. And that's all I wanted to praise her for yesterday. I'm like, you're so patient with those news ladies who are just non-listeners. They just don't get life.
But I've been allowed to do whatever I want since high school. I do my hair like this 24 hours a day, touching the animal's face.
Stop it. But yeah, so I was a fanboy yesterday for that news. But I'm convinced. Here's the other thing. There she is. There's Jamie Serretta. Here's the other thing. Jamie eats 4 meals a morning. On that Saturday and Sunday morning show. Oh, they feed her like crazy, constantly. And she's up for every one of them. She's a pretty lady. But, man, does she like to eat those meals they hand out. We're doing sriracha after the break. And then you come back, and she's just, just voracious. Like, they don't feed her all week. And then on Saturday and Sunday morning, she gets her breakfast. And then we're going to do French toast next hour. And even the other newscasters are in. And I was like, Jamie will eat it. Like, she's the Mikey. Of the thing, they talk about it all the time. And they do a fine job and everything else. They've stopped everything I've said to stop. Stop smelling my breakfast through the TV. Remember when I used to say that all the time?
Yeah,
wake up on Saturday and be like, hey, everybody, what was that? French toast? That was that Lena DeFlores. She used to talk about what was going on in my house through the TV. And I said, stop that. That stopped. A couple of, and then that one time Kim said, I understand they're talking about us on that 98 KUPD's Morning Sickness. All good, I hope. And I'm like, they got to stop this new thing they're doing where they're trying to make the girls act like they like each other. They leave the news desk and sit in this little chair together and then discuss the news stories that they both like viral
like
videos.
Like it's a view?
No. There's no opinions. They just take stories off the internet and say, this is one I think is really cute. And then they try to have a discussion over it and it's really bad.
Like you could feel the tension.
Oh, it's just, yeah, they hate each other. They just do. And then one the other day when the one said something about, the older one is Jamie and then the younger one is Kaylee something. And then Kaylee said, you give me advice, but I think I give you.
Kaylee Cruz.
No, I think that is it. Is it? I don't know. Anyway, she said, I give you more advice than you give me. And Jamie's eyes just went like, and she goes, yeah, tons of it. And then she just starts like acting like she's going to sleep and stuff. And then they had to do a little poke like I'm kidding after. I'm like, well, there was a little tension.
You old maid.
Yeah.
You're alone. You're going to die alone.
Kylie Cruz?
Kylie Cruz. There you go. Yeah, it is Kylie Cruz, not Kaylee. Seem like nice ladies, but you can't put three ladies in a camera in the same room without fights. They love that food, though. They feed them like Africa. Like, Africans aren't excited about getting fed like these people are. Every Saturday and Sunday, we're going to have a chef come in here in just a few minutes from this restaurant. I haven't eaten since May.
Been waiting.
Yeah, they're crazy. And then they have, animals come on and then the food. But, yeah, stop that whole round table thing. And quit stuffing Kim in trash buckets disguised as train cars. It's just awful. That little trip to Auschwitz through that farm for Kim Quintero Saturday or Sunday, whenever it was just depressing. I'm shaking her around, bouncing her through some farm while she tries to tell me what the temperature's going to be. I don't need that.
And lost in a corn maze for 2 hours.
Oh, I feel bad for her. They didn't even let her in the corn maze. She's driving around the outside.
They knew better.
Well, did they? That would have at least been a little interesting. Stuff her in a trash bucket and drag her around behind a tractor for a while. People love that stuff. Give the weather while you're getting drugged behind a tractor. What year is it? What are you going to read? Were you going to read something? I was pausing for you.
John, now you know what it's like to have baby fever.
No, I don't.
Monkey fever is the same thing she's
saying. No, it's not. You can't cage a baby.
What?
Put it in an incubator of an igloo cooler and go tour the facility.
Many have tried.
Yeah, and it's a failure every time.
I can see the similarity. You see,
not really.
Baby, and you're like, oh, I want to.
Cops banging down your door the whole time every time you leave it in the cage.
And the other one is it too late to create a hugging booth for Brady in the bee costume on Friday?
No, it is never too late for that.
All ideas are welcome.
I need to see this in action.
We'll put a scale next to the hugging booth, and you climb on the scale, and if you fit, you can
hit
get
the
a hug.
Bricks.
Brady will give you a hug.
Sorry
now, Brady,
about that. Looks like you need to hit the treader.
Now, there's a performance that you're doing here, and I think you should be paid accordingly.
Would you like fees?
Years,
would you like to pay?
I recommend asking for
I got
some
free
money.
Passes to the World Wildlife Zoo.
Ooh.
If you're going to, you got to earn something
I'll
here.
Definitely,
you're going to be dancing
I'll
in a bee
pay.
Suit.
I'll cover it. I'll get you.
Cover what?
Table?
I mean,
table?
Get you a table.
Count the amount of times
snacks,
I did free
beverages.
Events at Porkopolis.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't see. Now, I wasn't aware of that. Oh. All right.
That's why you didn't hear me.
That's right. Because we're friends, Eric. You don't need to do that. You, I would definitely pay to let you know that this is a business transaction. Don't get too excited.
I was just looking out for Brady a little bit, Times are tight.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, times are tight for Brady.
They're always tight. We're heading to a recession.
Brady will later ask me. He goes,
hey, is there any way you could give me about $98,000 for that bee thing? I got a little hole I dug.
What's your fee on this?
I got a little hole I dug with the backs of dead pigs, Still not really out of that pickle.
That would be funny. You go to the band. Brady's in, but he needs
$98,000. I know we're getting a nice chunk from the old CB Live gang here for Friday night, but Brady needs $98,000.
Why are you at CB Live 2 times a week now, Brady?
Well.
I hear that place is awesome. Anyway, grab your tickets and go see us with Brady. This one says, could you ask Holmberg, what's the brand of Cherry Lube he's always talking about? I'm trying to get a date with Moro Radio and need some. Oh, she didn't like you. You're a boy. She's a lesbian.
Well, she goes back and forth.
Does she?
Yeah.
Is she vacillating?
She's playing all field. She's like a Miley Cyrus, I think.
I thought she was in a relationship.
Yeah.
Are we sure?
Maybe not. I don't know.
Toucho the Clown is a boy.
Maybe they broke up.
Toucho the Clown is interested in you, Moro Radio. If you want to wander around with Cherry, I don't really know the brand name.
Who cares?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not brand loyal to lubricant.
Yeah, do you really, when you go to Fascinations, I'll see, all right, there's this cherry lube, that cherry lube.
No, that's not Astroglide. That's a knockoff Astroglide.
Jefferson cherry lube. People trying to pass off this Hydrox on me.
Maybe there's levels, I don't know.
There are, there's better, but you just look at the one that's most expensive and the one that's cheapest, and you pick the one in the middle.
Right, that's pretty much how you do everything.
Yeah, pretty much life.
I don't want the cheapest, but...
That one's really expensive. This one's not. I'll Goldilocks this cherry lube right out of here. This one's $4.99. Yeah, I don't know. Order it online. Take a look. I don't know what kind it is.
Although I kind of did that with my mom's ashes.
Oh.
Wait,
how's
what?
That going?
Whoa, whoa. Cherry lube and your mom's ashes?
No.
What?
The expensive one and the cheap
one. That's all he got. He's done.
That's all. Those are the two things we were talking about, right?
Kind of did that with my mom's ashes, and I regret it. I used her as lube
when we got her back. Let me tell you something.
Not like, what I'm saying.
Like sandpaper, dead woman's ashes. I use Jolube Cherry Burst. That's the one I've got.
Okay.
That's from Touch
I just looked it up.
Oh, that's what you
It's J-O-H-2-O. Lip-smacking, mouth-watering flavor that'll make you want to come back for more.
Do you order this on, like, Amazon, or do you go to the stores?
I go to stores. I just, it's just everywhere.
It is?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
And also, sometimes WD-40 is a good one.
That's Although that's if you're working.
Yeah, yeah, there's a smell afterwards with the WD-40.
Yeah, and it's tougher to get off. It's weird. You need lava soap. Yeah, that's what it's called. Joe H2O. Smells great. I just you know, sometimes when I have guests, I pour it around the house in the corners and stuff. The smell in the air. It's a nice stink. It's like I've been smoking a vanilla cherry cigar or a pipe. Either way, someone just emailed and said, man, that news you're talking about is the best weekend morning cartoon ever. Jamie and Kylie can't stand each other, and I watch it every set. I get that vibe, too. I don't think they like each other very much.
Oh, I saw last weekend. It's,
did you?
You have to it's stop tense. For – yeah, I can't watch too much of it.
I watched the whole thing.
Like 5 minutes and just watch the tension.
I just watch for the hourly feedings. It's like when Brady goes down to that Bass Pro Shops. Every time they talk about food, that Soretta gets just her wringing her hands and starts getting upset about – What All right, baby drowning, fire, guy fell off a building. Where's the French toast?
What time do they crack it on Saturday? 8?
6 or 7.
Right. Yeah, it's okay. All morning. 10.
Every hour. The same four stars.
Really? And just, they yeah. Do you think that, like, the producers know this? Can they tell? I mean, everybody can tell.
Yes, it's palpable. Two blondes and a camera. Just put boxing gloves on them. But it's for my entertainment. I get up, stare at it for a second, watch the baby drowning, the fire, guy falls out of a building. Something going on serious. Piles down some French toast. Start over the next hour. Kim's in a tractor getting drugged behind a tractor like a minority in the 1940s. It just gives me the weather.
Spider monkey.
Comes back. Yeah, bring on the spider monkey, the pet of the week. Drowning. Fire. Guy falls off a building. Something in Syria. Another batch of French toast. It's a formula, and I can't get enough
of it. So they're having four breakfasts this morning.
Not all the time, but when they get going on food, look at cookie company comes out. Like, we do chocolate chip cookies. You just look over. Soretta's full of cookies, and the other one's talking.
And then they should do. They should do
French toast.
Breakfast on the nines.
Yeah, like radio. It's like they just assume everybody missed the first 9 minutes. Next 9 minutes, we're going to eat again. And they literally eat like they just got dropped out of Africa. They eat like nobody's had food in years. And then they'll throw it out to Quintero. She's doing weather at something. She's like, I'm at a hot dog stand. Like, she finds more food. I got hot dogs. I'm going to eat one. Watch me eat this. And then the camera just pauses. And then Wally shows up and does the car of the week. And then they throw down like a whole thing of shrimp ceviche. It's getting closer to lunch, you know?
You would like it, Brady. Blondes, yeah, big boobs. Yeah. And
blondes, cans, huge cans.
And food.
Blonde girls with a little bit of tension. They make you a little uncomfortable, and then they eat.
That fixes everything. They've come together.
Man, it is a fun show to watch. They got to stop that little round table making these two trying to make them be friends. It's like watching a bad Bumble date. They don't want to talk to each other. Don't force it. I've been consulting for this show for 3 years now, and every time I do it, they stop doing what I say. It's great.
I don't think they can stop being...
they can't stop hating each other, but the producers have got to stop putting them at a table together and off the news desk and go, so what did you see on the internet this week? And the other one's going, I'll show you what I showed. You bitch, I'll show you what I saw on the internet this week. Hang on, Kim's getting drugged behind a horse over a rawhide. I'm going to give you 81 degrees. All right, thanks, Kim. That's great. I found a hot dog. There's a candy bar on the floor. We'll come back. We're going to eat a candy bar off the floor. They eat like crazy. Can't get enough of it. My friend Mark and I text each other because you up? Like, yeah. Soretta's about to pound down about four things of French toast. And that girl with the monkey was hot. Yeah, I know the monkey girl's hot. I want some French toast too. That one girl thinks she can smell it in my house. I got so mad once because I woke up hungry and the one's like, morning, Arizona. Is that French toast? You get French toast? You get sausages? I'm like, I don't have anything. I'm starving. Shut up. Nothing's going on in this house. There's no food. And I got on Postmates immediately, and I'm like, clever girl. Made me buy food. I want my house to smell like French toast. Don't act like it doesn't and tell me a baby died. It's Tool Week.
That means another song from Tool until tomorrow. The big show is tomorrow night over there at the Gila River Casino. It's out there at the hockey arena. If you want to go out, that's going to be a hell of a show. Sold out tickets, and you can buy them online for about $10,000 if you're interested. So
not that bad.
Tool fans are getting a little bit stupid about the price.
So there's a few of them that are pretty stupid.
I was looking around because you can get floor seats for like $300.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there'll be some dumbass that puts the same seats like for $1,200.
$1,000.
Yeah, and I'm like, what a jerk what ass.
Idiot.
Yeah.
There's a few of them out there going, this is the greatest thing ever. In 1983, Roy Scheider from Jaws played a character on Saturday Night Live that had Redskins, Dolphins, Super Bowl tickets, and he wouldn't take anything less than $1,000,000. And he's outside. People are like, I want to buy tickets. Somebody has $1,000,000. And he goes, dude, that's crazy. What's the real price? He goes, I won't take anything less than $1,000,000. So you're never going to sell those tickets. And he came home to this shack. His wife's like, are we on Easy Street? And he goes, nobody. No takers. He just ate the tickets. And they were dead poor. It was hilarious. So, yeah, the Tool show. The fans, you've gone crazy. But if you've got tickets, consider yourself lucky because they are tough to come by right now. Yeah. We don't even have any anymore. No. Larry gave mine to someone else before even saying, just assuming I wasn't going to go. And I'm like, well, if I want them, I'm going to ask for them back just on principle now.
Man, people are texting me out of the woodwork.
I'm getting tons of people asking.
People I haven't talked to in years.
Like two days before, you got the Tool tickets. You guys probably have a ton laying around. We have none. I'm not going. Yeah. You get me some?
StubHub.
No, Randy, I can't. Stop showing
sorry,
up.
Randy. Stop
it, Randy.
Go back to the styrofoam.
Randy, I don't care that you milled around our parking lot for 8 hours picking up trash. We didn't ask you to do that. I feel like you're treating me like garbage. I'm not. Stop washing my car. What do you got up there today?
Wake Up Song brought to you by ELOteam.com. It's a great time to sell your house. Cash in on that equity. Hit us up, ELOteam.com. Tool, we got Intolerance, Schism, The Pot, Stink Fist, and I think Parabola will be a good one.
All right.
Supposedly going to be played tomorrow night.
Parabola.
Yeah.
All right, we can get that. Yeah, the set list trip went to the one in L.A. and said it was fantastic. He went Sunday night and said it was absolutely
I'm pretty
amazing.
Stoked.
Yeah, so tomorrow
you get,
night.
You get geared up as a fan of the band, like,
sure.
Because you don't get to see him very often, so get you excited.
I don't even know a lot of Rammstein's songs. I know the hits and a couple of the favorites of mine.
Four or five.
I know, I probably know 10 that I really know, and then they go off on these tangents with it. Doesn't matter. It's just, they're just so entertaining. If you're a fan of the band, you're going to like everything they do. And these guys are unbelievable musicians. It's the new album that makes me say, I'm not sure I can sit through all that.
I've listened to it a few more times. It's pretty solid.
Oh, yeah. As a fan, you're going to love it. But as a guy who's just like, as passive.
No, I get it.
Boy, I don't want anything to do with
it. The long songs, I get it.
They take forever. There's nowhere I can listen to it that I'm like, all right, this is like.
It's a journey.
Yeah, it is. It's dragging me down.
Modern day Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff. They're a progressive metal band, so that's what you're going to get.
Without all the hits, as far as that. This one's not going to have like a bunch of hits. It's definitely an art album for them. This one is for the fans. It's not for the people who liked all the older stuff that just think of them as a band.
But on this tour, you know, because I was talking with Larry and Mark Randall about it yesterday because they were being negative Nellies. But I was telling them, I'm like, well, the new stuff is just mixed in. It's not like all back-to-back or anything.
That's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
Like, Maynard's going to be a dick and play this whole album live.
No.
Well, and most mad bands do if they come out with a new album. They really want to sell it.
And I don't want to see some bald guy in the corner, back to the crowd, you know, doing whatever he's doing.
He's like, all done up on this tour. He's not, he's still kind of in the side.
Dipped in blue.
Yeah, he's
the blue man group.
He's got his mohawk going and everything.
Looks like he's been deloused before he goes into prison. Yeah, no, it'll be great. It'll be a good show. It's an amazing live band. They're unbelievable. It's that traffic. I'm an old man now. That traffic is the big one for me. Jeez. Wednesday night.
I might be a little rough on Thursday morning.
But yeah, that's right.
That's okay.
We won't notice.
Not like I've ever done that
I was
before.
Say, it's all right.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.3.